Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yesterday, hope you had a good one. I know we did. 710 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got a bit of breaking news here this morning, something that I had certainly not been expecting, but the more I think about it, this story is fascinating. I wrote it up on our Facebook page. You can go there and read it for yourself. Headline, Trump to personally fund Santa Rosa Tallest Florida flag proposal, endorses Calkins for governor, plan now includes huge Trump flag below USA flag. And I mean, what a turnaround. Here, let me read you the article as I wrote it, because I don't want to misquote anything from the email or the True Social post. After months of controversy surrounding Santa Rosa Commissioner James Calkins' proposal to erect the tallest flagpole in Florida, you know, the 207 feet tall, right? To avoid all the near the county's administrative complex in Milton, a surprise plan has emerged to avoid all the questions about public funding for the project. Because remember, that's been the issue. Everybody wants a flag. Well, almost everybody wants a big flag, but, you know, how are you going to fund it? According to an email obtained by News Radio, Calkins has directly contacted former President Trump, asking for his help in the project and offering to fly the largest Trump flag in Florida beneath the giant American flag as well. Oh, now all of a sudden it's not unifying. But the more I thought about this proposal, the more I can see why it makes sense. Calkins writes, "Since we are about to put up the greatest flag in all of Florida, it should obviously be a tribute to the greatest president who ever lived." Remember how he wanted to rename the, the Navarre Causeway as Trump Way, right? I mean, he's a huge, where's a mag head? Everywhere he goes. Anyway, respectfully, sir, I want to say that is you. Some of these rhino liberals around here have been messing up my plan to make Santa Rosa great again, but I believe in you, sir. I want to build the largest USA flag in Florida and have the largest Trump flag in Florida right beneath it. I can almost hear him saying this. I know the fake news media have been lying about how broke you are, sir, but I know you can easily write a check for $500,000. Because remember, it's going to be like $300,000, right? But you got to buy land if you're going to put it somewhere else, which would cover the whole project cost, including land, pole, one huge American flag, and one equally huge Trump 2024 flag. Obviously, I have to pay for the Trump flag, too, so that's an additional cost. What, $10,000 for the flag that size? Flying at 207 feet, as a Bible scholar like you knows, seven is the Lord's number. This is Commissioner Calkins still writing to Trump. These flags will show everyone who drives on I-10 just how much Florida and Santa Rosa County love you, sir. And when I first read the email, I thought, this is kind of unlikely. But you never know. You never know till you ask, right? You know, you got to ask the audacious question to get the audacious response. And I was surprised to find this is what Trump posted on True Social. So he got the email and he responded. I love this James Calkins and his huge flagpole. I love how he leans into it. Huge for use. Santa Rosa is the greatest place I have ever flown over. I love this idea, and I love the big-time successful thinking it represents. This Calkins knows what the people of Santa Rosa County want, and what they want is Trump and a big flag. Let's go, James! I'm kind of reading all caps the way he writes. In fact, this is such a genius idea that I want to make you Governor James Calkins in 2026. Well, that's a jump from county commissioner to... But okay, he goes on, I can get anyone elected governor just like I did for Ron DeSantis. Oh, he's back to that. Okay. Together we can do it. We've got to make America Calkins again. Oh. That's funny. Make America Calkins again. Unfortunately, I can't send you money today because Joe Biden's goons are trying to bankrupt me and I will need every penny to win the election. But if you start the project now with your own money, I promise to pay you back after the great people of the USA elect me president for the third time. Finally, to show you my appreciation, I'm sending you a special signed limited edition Trump-endorsed God Bless the USA Bible. Remember, those came out last week. Sincerely, your favorite president of all time, Donald J. Trump. So what do you think? I mean, it's weird because it sounds like he's going to pay and then he kind of doesn't pay. He says he's got to get reelected in order to pay. But I don't know whether it's more wild to think about the idea of the giant Trump flag flying, or the idea of him endorsing James Caulkins for governor. That seems, I mean, I guess weirder things have happened. He went from never having political office to being president of the United States. So if Caulkins maybe can go from being, you know, just one county commissioner to being governor of the whole state. I mean, DeSantis went from being, you know, just a representative. Matt Gaetz maybe wants to be governor. Jimmy Patronis, that's a little bit more normal pathway from CFO to governor. So we'll see. But yeah, you know, maybe it's a campaign expense. I don't know. Maybe, what, a couple hundred thousand dollars here and maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars in Georgia for one and maybe one in Wisconsin. I'm sure that each of these states have their own already tallest. Maybe they're not all, you know, 200 feet. You might have to build it taller. You might not have to put it that high up. Maybe you get a, I don't know, bulk discount if you order 10 or something like that, and maybe he can start to save a little bit of money. And, you know, seems like a campaign expense if it's a campaign ad for the Trump flag. And then, but what if he doesn't win? Do you take the Trump flag down? I don't know. I told you, I think that I like this idea of building it in a place where people who are going to see it, not at the county administrative complex. I like the idea of surrounding it with other things that might make it into a genuine attraction, you know, especially veteran-related things. But the unifying, like, everybody loves the American flag. I don't know that everybody loves seeing a giant Trump flag fly on I-10. But again, if it's private money, it's private money. You can put up any flag you want to put up. And, you know, if it's funded, and maybe he doesn't wait until after the election. Maybe he funds it now. I mean, that would seem to be more the appropriate thing. I don't know that you fund it on credit, so to speak. 716 on News Radio 92.3. What's your reaction? 437-1620. Good idea, bad idea? Love it, hate it? Glad to see somebody's not going to take taxpayer money to put up the flag. I don't know. You tell me. 437-1620. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Still not seeing any issues on our roadways. FHP not showing any accidents. Looking at our roadways here, not seeing any congestion or slowdown. Highway 98 eastbound, getting out of Navarre into Windhaven, we are seeing our normal morning slowdown there, but really not that bad for this time of morning. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. We actually, looking over at the FHP map, I just had an accident pop up. This is going to be on South Old Quarry Field Road at Coast Road. We do have road blockage there. It is a vehicle crash with injuries. This just popped up on the map, so crews may not even be on the scene. Otherwise, we're looking great around town. If you see anything on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. You can call or text 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got a plumbing need, you've got an air conditioning need, you've got an electrical need, or you've got a heating need, and I don't know that anybody's got a lot of heating needs just now, but you know, they do fall in that category. Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, they will take care of you. They do all of that stuff, and they do it so well. They stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Techs show up on time, professional trained, use the right parts, install it right the very first time. And they have expanded tremendously. They are now all the way to past the time zone change into Tallahassee, because Tallahassee is Eastern time, and all the way west past Baldwin County last year they expanded there, and then into Mobile as well now. So they are everywhere in the central time zone in the Panhandle and the southwestern portion of Alabama as well. And now they are serving, as I say, both Mobile and Tallahassee, and you get $250 off indoor air quality systems through the entire month of April. So with Peden, you get $250 off the indoor air quality system throughout the entire month of April. Find out more about that, schedule an appointment, or just, you know, ask some questions at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Here's today's strength for life. Today is April 1st, which is also known as April Fool's Day. Personally, I've been the recipient as well as the instigator of practical jokes on April Fool's Day. But when the Bible talks about fools, it describes them in several different ways. Famously, Psalm 14:1 explains, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." So it is a foolish thing to deny the existence of God. Not only that, but several times in the book of Proverbs, it explains that fools despise godly wisdom. And many of the atheist leaders, such as Sam Harris and Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins, are extremely intelligent individuals, but be careful not to conflate intellect with godly wisdom. The Bible declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ladies and gentlemen, embrace the wisdom of the Bible and avoid being a spiritual fool this April Fool's Day.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Super and succotash!
Seconds left. Connect. Ziegler puts up a three. No good. Lawyer the rebound. 5 seconds left. Lawyer will dribble it out. And the next stop on the Purdue Redemption Tour is the Final Four.
Or the Purdue plus one super tall guy. As a lot of people have said on social media, they got that one player. They beat Tennessee yesterday by six. That game was okay. The NC State-Duke game was kind of interesting. NC State, they're not the first 11 seed. There's actually been, four or five of them, but that is the lowest or highest, depending on how you want to think of it, seeded teams that have ever reached the Final Four. So NC State, first time since 1983 for them. First time for Purdue reaching the Final Four since 1980. UConn, good luck. They killed us. I'm an Illinois grad, but I do want to give a little bit of love to my Alabama fans.
Five remaining. He hits a three. Too little, too late for Clemson, though, on the run out. Estrada, and he will lay it in. And the Alabama Crimson Tide will roll into the Final Four for the first time in program history.
Hey, that is impressive. First time ever that they have been in the Final Four. So, but as I say, good luck. You play UConn next, and they're a buzzsaw. Trying to repeat as champions for the first time since Florida did it back in, 06, 07, right? Was when they had their both years back-to-back. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, tens of millions of people facing the threat of severe weather today. Storms are forecast from the southern plains all the way to mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. The storms will be moving into the mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast tomorrow. The biggest threat today would be tornadoes in Oklahoma overnight. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosting the annual White House Easter egg roll today. That tradition dates all the way back to 1878. They're expecting 40,000 people to be a part of that event. And former President Donald Trump hitting the campaign trail this week. He'll be in Wisconsin and Michigan. Polling there shows a pretty tight race between former President Trump and President Biden.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. File this in the category of things that are obviously true that still do need to be researched and proved again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I mean, that's literally this is not a controversial thing. This is just about a law of nature at this point. But headline, married people are more likely to be thriving, according to a Gallup poll. Gallup defines thriving as respondents who rated their current lives at a 7 out of 10 or higher, and anybody who also anticipated that their lives in 5 years would be rated at an 8 or higher. So not just doing well, but getting better. 2023 Americans married between 25 and 50 years old were found to be 16% more likely to fit this category of thriving than divorced or those who were never married, and 13% more likely to be thriving than people in a mere domestic partnership, as in have not actually gotten married. Poll authors say, anyway, you analyze the data, we see a fairly large notable advantage to being married in terms of how people evaluate their life. And it goes on. But that's, you know, this is one of those things that every social scientist knows this, that marriage is good for people. And by the way, not just good for happiness. Sometimes people misunderstand. They think that marriage is a happiness vehicle. And if I'm still unhappy, how can it be true? Well, my opinion, okay, as a religious person, marriage is a holiness vehicle. Happiness is a byproduct. You know, maybe you get happiness out of it. Maybe you don't. Holiness, learning to be more like God. I mean, parenting. Why am I not happier having these kids? Well, you might be sometimes happy. A lot of times it's hard. A lot of times it's frustrating. A lot of times it kills you. That seems reminiscent to think about on Easter. You know, kills you good. Like, being married kills you good. Being a parent kills you good. Like, in a good way, in a productive way, in a learn how God feels way. But also, marriage makes you do fewer dumb things. Because, come on, does your spouse ever tell you, that's not a good idea? They will tell you that like nobody else will. I can't tell you how many dumb things I have not done just by being married, right? And, you know, the old evidence on lifespan here is, I mean, stark. And by the way, the benefit is not primarily for women. The benefit on lifespan is primarily for men. Like, married men live something like 20 years longer than single, unmarried, divorced men. It's ridiculous how much health benefit alone. It's because she's going to help you take your medicine, you know, and like, you know, make you do the chores and make you stay in shape. And I mean, just, you might think that's dumb, but that's all true. There's a reason. Now, that doesn't mean that every individual marriage necessarily, of course, the statistics are what they are, you know, and statistics don't tell the individual case truth. But this fact that marriage is good for people is one of the great truths that our culture is doing a horrible job of telling people that basically hookups are better and not getting married is better and all of the things that are not, and you know, not having kids, like all of that, lying to them by not teaching the basic necessities of propagating the race, let alone of propagating the culture. Ask the Chinese and the Japanese about that. 727 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, seeing some really slow traffic on Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre. This is going to start right at about the Walmart in East Navarre, headed all the way up to Hurlburt. It eases up a little bit between Navarre and Windhaven Beach, but then once you get past the county line there, it's really going to start slowing down getting up to the base. Otherwise, around town, we did have that accident from earlier. That's going to be at South Old Quarry Field Road and Coast Road. That's off the main drag there, so not going to cause too much slowdown this morning, but there is a road blockage, vehicle crash with injuries there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you think about the idea of having a lush, beautiful green lawn in the summer, well, now is really starting to be kind of crunch time to be thinking about that, because now is when you want to be thinking about that pre-emergent. Now is when you want to be thinking about getting your soil sample taken care of. Now is when you want to call NSEC and have them come out and, you know, do an analysis and figure out what is the best plan to get you that result in several months. Because if you try to change it, you know, in June, it's too late then. NSEC provides 8 annual applications, timed, program targeted to get your lawn what it needs and when it needs it. Free lawn analysis and estimate starting now. You can sign up today. You get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes the soil sample and the lime treatment on an average size lawn. They also have landscaping that they can do if you want them to do that. I mean, they, you know, and of course they have pest control too, which is makes sense because where do the pests come from? From your lawn. Why not take both at the same time, right? Sign up today or find out more information at NSEC, ENSEC.net. This is kind of an interesting thing. You know how we got this eclipse coming, right? What is it? A week from today, right? Is that right? I think that's right. Anyway, they say that on an eclipse, there are more accidents. But what's interesting is it's not what you would think. it's not because people are like driving when the eclipse hits and it's dark and they get confused and they don't turn on their headlights or whatever, or because they look at it directly and then they're blind. It, by the way, it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen immediately, and it's not. It can be varying degrees of effect. Eclipse is dangerous because people are rushing more to get to the eclipse parties. Apparently, I mean, this is what the analysis says. Dr. Don Radelmeyer, University of Toronto, co-author of a study, says one of the big surprises I didn't anticipate was the risks do not occur at the exact moment of totality. It's not when everything is dark and black and chilly, but instead they occur in the hours before and after. And apparently that's like a 50% spike immediately after and before the eclipse is when you have this high level. So, you know, do be aware. Also, I don't know. It seems like this is an awful lot of activity and social media posts around this eclipse and trying to tell people not to look at it, which is, I mean, true. You know, don't look at it without approved appropriate glasses or using some kind of a device. And the damage does show up later, typically not immediately, because you don't feel pain in your retina.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The White House Easter egg roll is this morning, but it's cracked with controversy over an egg decorating contest for children of National Guard members.
A flyer that was promoting the contest said kids' submissions must not include any questionable content, including religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Now, the White House says this restriction has been in place for 47 years, and the American Egg Board told Fox its rules are mandated by the USDA.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House, a suspect in the Easter Sunday shooting at a restaurant in Nashville. Still out there this morning. Cops identifying the shooter as 46-year-old convicted felon Anton Rucker, saying he gunned down a man after a reported beef while injuring a handful of others. The final four in college hoops for the men is set. North Carolina State stuns Duke, setting up a matchup with Purdue, while defending champ Connecticut faces Alabama.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 66 degrees and cloudy right now in Pensacola. Israeli forces are now preparing for a military operation in southern Gaza. Florida Senator Rick Scott was on Fox News Sunday to discuss the war between Israel and Hamas yesterday.
They know that they have to go into Rafah to destroy Hamas. They have to destroy Hamas. They need American support, but they're going to go into Rafah to get rid of Hamas, whether the U.S. supports them or not.
There have been some growing tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Some Democrats calling on President Biden to withhold aid if Israel doesn't limit civilian casualties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a planned delegation to Washington, D.C. last week after the U.S. didn't veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire. An Atmore man has died after a crash on Alabama Highway 21 over the weekend. That happened on Saturday. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 60-year-old Deloitte Johnson ran off the road into a ditch near mile marker 4. He died at the scene of that crash. ALEA is still investigating what happened there. Recreation sites in the Northwest Florida Water Management District that were closed due to flooding now been reopened. The Bluff Springs, Cotton Lake, and Williams Lake sites are all now open and available for public use. A child was hurt in a house fire in Jay over the weekend. The fire was reported on Saturday at a home on Scott Street that's just north of Highway 4. Firefighters say that home was fully engulfed when they arrived. The occupants were reportedly able to escape, but one child had to be taken to the hospital after being hurt getting out. The home was reportedly a total loss. There's no word yet on what caused that fire. We could find out today if voters will be able to weigh in on some controversial issues in the state. The Florida Supreme Court is expected to announce if referendums on marijuana and abortion will go on November's ballot. One referendum would legalize recreational marijuana for anybody 21 and older. The other would prevent the state from banning abortion before viability. And 50,000 eggs hidden around Blue Wahoo Stadium on Saturday for Eggawahooza. That was put on by Marcus Point Baptist Church.
So this is a great opportunity for us to really reach out to our community and get involved with everybody here in Pensacola.
And that is Pastor Drew Cornelius. He talked with Channel 3. The event drew hundreds of kids and featured six different egg hunts across various age ranges. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
All right. If you're on Highway 98 eastbound headed into Navarre, once you start getting out of Navarre headed toward Windhaven Beach, it's going to be really, really slow rolling there. This is sort of our normal morning slowdown, but it's actually looking pretty thick this morning. It's going to start right about the Walmart Supercenter and stretch up to the Publix, the new Publix at Windhaven Plaza. And then for people trying to go to Hurlburt this morning, it is really, really slow once you get out that way. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. We do have an accident off the main drag here. This is going to be at South Old Quarryfield Road and Coast Road. Vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a cloudy day today with temperatures very warm in the morning, warming up for the afternoon near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Tuesday, very cloudy start to the day with highs reaching 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the evening and overnight hours. Temperatures overnight Tuesday dropping near 63. For Wednesday morning, showers, thunderstorms continue, then clear out by the afternoon, high near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 66 in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The UPS will become the primary air cargo provider for the USPS, replacing its rival FedEx. FedEx, which counted USPS as the largest customer for its air-based express segment, has said it was seeking a more profitable contract and was prepared to walk away from the 22-year relationship if terms did not improve. UPS's contract with FedEx is set to expire on September 29th. Shares of UPS rose 1.4% in pre-market trading. CNBC reports Dana Walden is in the running to be Bob Iger's successor as Disney's CEO. If she is chosen, Walden would be the first female CEO of Disney in its 100-year history. She's proven herself as a TV executive, but some former Disney executives question whether her resume is suitable for the top job. As of now, Iger is set to step down at the end of 2026. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their free Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo!
Good morning, 739 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is our monthly update. Being the first Monday of the month, we always do an update with Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. No, there he's on. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing fantastic. So we got a lot of stuff to get to today. But just because I always like to give people a reminder of, you know, what's your activity like right now? What are you in the middle of doing at the end of March and April?
Well, we've talked before about meeting season. There are a lot of off-season meetings and different things you go to try to keep the ball rolling in agriculture. So we've had tons of meetings, you know, all over the country. And two things that we've done since the last time I spoke with everyone is some annual things we have on our farm where we get people out to the farm and teach them a little bit about what we do. We had our Jenkins Farms Ag Career Day, which is geared toward the high school students, the FFA kids, the Future Farmers of America kids, showing them that there are many different careers in agriculture that are out there that are not necessarily the guy that owns the farm or the guy that's driving the tractor, you know, so that they can still feel connected to their roots and still feel a part of agriculture, but doing something a little bit different than what we do on our farm. So we had, I think we had close to 100 students there. And like, I think there was 14 different presenters there talking about nice. Each of their careers and how they got to where they are. And then the following week, we had our annual Farm Safety Day, which is all geared toward first responders. You know, we had anywhere from EMTs and paramedics to ER nurses and doctors, firefighters, police, everybody that would be involved in an agricultural accident from the beginning kind of through the patient's care. And, you know, with my past Lifeline and EMS experience along with my farming experience, you know, I felt like I had a unique perspective to show people the types of injuries and the types of accidents that they could expect just here in our local area on the farm. So that was a huge day for us. We had well over 100 people in attendance for that.
Wow, that's great.
Two things that we're excited about, you know, it's just helping connect the dots for some people. So we're real thankful to be able to do that.
You know, since not a lot of sort of news on the farm going on right now, which I never know when I talk to you whether I still remember the one time when you came on and said our spreader is broken and I don't have the ability to get another one. And I'm going to have to go. I found one in my own junk pile because I hadn't come and picked up the junk yet. Like that, just that's the kind of stuff that you deal with all the time. That is amazing to me that, you know, basically your farm life that year depended on that particular luck, you know, fact sort of thing. But one of the things, you know, we hear an awful lot about is farmland being taken over for development, which, you know, people get older, they die, their property gets managed by their kids sell it, or somebody comes along with a pretty hefty price tag and says, hey, you know, we'd like to buy your land, or just, you know, and people have been holding it forever and ever, and then they finally change their mind. They think they can make more money building something on it than growing stuff on it. What's being done to prevent that? Because in the overall, if that happens too much, eventually we don't eat and we don't have clothes. I mean, this is a problem overall.
It is, and it's a problem that we're really dealing with in our local counties here, you know. The cities are moving to the country. Everybody's tired of the city life, or a lot of people are tired of the city life, will move to the country and buy themselves, quote unquote, a farm, you know, which to them is 2 acres or 5 acres or whatever. They want to buy a piece of land and do their thing and maybe have a little bit more privacy. But as we're doing that, we're losing farmland. American Farmland Trust, I think we've talked about that on here before. They did a study from 2001 to 2016. And during that entire time frame, America was losing 2,000 acres a day to development. Well, since 2015, numbers I got from the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, now shows that from 2015 to now, we're losing about 5,000 acres a day.
Oof.
And
wow.
I'm telling you, people need to wake up. We cannot continue to lose this farmland and still be independent. There's going to come a time, and we're almost there, to where we're going to be dependent on other countries for our food, and we do not I'm telling you, if you don't hear anything else I say, we do not want to be dependent on another country for our food and fiber. We just don't want to do that. They are in control of you then, right?
Which has always been a great source of power, leverage, and independence for the United States, being that we are the exporter of so much, the breadbasket of the world, right? That we do that has been a, I mean, tremendous source of foreign strength and domestic security, right?
That's right. And, you know, people are just hearing me right now, and it's going in one ear and out the other because nobody's hungry and nobody's naked. I mean, that's the bottom
now,
line.
Now, speak for yourself.
It's going to require, you know, well... Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Most people aren't hungry and most people aren't naked.
But right. They're not. The problem is not dire and pressing in your personal life right now, right?
That's right. But once it gets to that point, we're going to be too far gone and there's not going to be any turning back. Once someone actually becomes hungry or doesn't have clothes to wear and we're there, we're too far gone. We'll never be able to go back. So that's why this is so important. I know it's hard for a lot of people to see it because of those reasons, but we have got to do something to slow this growth down and protect our farmland. And so there, now, the things I'm about to speak about, I'm not an expert on. I know the very tip of the iceberg, right? It's in-depth.
Well, you're the tip of the spear. I mean, you're the tip of the spreader. I mean, you know, the tip of the tiller, whatever. And so I want to hear from you. But hang on for just a second because we need to get a quick traffic break, and I know we're going to talk about solutions here in a second. By the way, I got a text in here from somebody tell him we are listening. And somebody says, what can your average citizen do about it? And somebody else wants to know how many acres that you have. So we'll talk about that in a second. But people are paying attention. They hear you, and they want to know what they can do to help. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. If you're on Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre, you're going to see our normal morning slowdown getting through Windhaven Beach toward Hurlburt. But other than that, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line. That's 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Okay, Ryan, you were going to tell me some solutions because otherwise it's just like frustrating, which, I mean, sometimes life is just frustrating, but what can realistically be done, what is being done to try to protect farms and farmland from encroachment and development that, you know, is dangerous to our status as a net exporter of food?
Well, you know, it's a very slippery slope, right? Because basically we want to tell you what you can do with your land, but then it not be the same for us. I mean, that's kind
right.
of what, that's in the ideal world, that's what we'd want. We'd want to just protect all the farmland, but we'd still be able to sell it when we needed to or whatever.
Right. And that's the problem, it's a transaction for the person who owns it. Is they can make more doing something other than farm with it. That's why they do it.
That's correct. And we don't want to get it to where we devalue any land or make it where someone can't sell their land if they need to. But a couple of the things that have been working in other parts of the country and that, you know, Florida is getting into, one is conservation easements. So that is where you take a piece of land and then you make it where it can't be developed. So that is usually between, like for us, let's just talk about agriculture today. Let's just talk strictly farmland. They have it for other things, but let's just talk strictly what we're here to talk about today, and that's farming. So basically a farmer could partner up, and it's going to typically be from a government entity, say, meaning that's where the money's going to come from. They would pay you X number of dollars per acre, for you to say, all right, I've got a contract with you. You pay me this money, and it's a perpetual agreement. It just goes on forever and ever and ever from that day. That land can never be developed. So they'll pay you a sum of money. You tell them you're never going to develop that land. It's always going to be in production, agriculture, and then the transaction's made. That's the simplest way to put it that I know. So that's something that would have to be funded by the government.
Okay, so the government is basically paying an easement subsidy. They compensate you for agreeing to turn that land into permanent farmland conservation status, which you can sell that land, but the land's going to always carry that easement with it because of the price. And is that they pay you up front and also a monthly or like an annual, or how does that work?
No. It's, for lack of a better term, just like selling your land. I mean, that's a it's a price, a significant price that's paid, just like if you were selling your land, but you're not actually selling your land.
Okay, so you sell the easement and then you own the land. Okay.
That's right. You continue to own the land. You continue to use it and all that. Basically, and I'm probably not using the right terminology in this, so don't tear me apart out there, but basically you're selling your development rights. You can't do anything with that land other than farm it from there on out. And so you get a one-time sum for that, and you can go with it. But the thing about it, you know, you can turn around and try to buy other farmland with it or whatever the case. It's your money, just like if you were selling the actual land like we're all used to doing, except you're just selling the rights.
How much, compared to like market value, how much do you get from the conservation easement sale typically? I mean, is it enough to really motivate sales?
It is.
Okay.
I don't have that number. I have heard it, but I don't want to say it on the air because I don't remember it that good.
Okay.
I think I remember what it is. It's significant. It's not just a few hundred dollars. It's in the thousands. So it's up there like if you were selling your land.
Okay.
And then another thing that they're doing is transfer of development rights. And so there again, I'm not the expert here. I'm just telling you my synopsis of it is basically Mr. Home Developer somewhere wants to develop a plot of land and turn it, let's just say, into a subdivision, but it's not zoned to be able to do that. He could come to a farmer and say, hey, I need to buy some development rights. And then the thing about this program is this is a negotiation between the developer and the farmland owner that the government doesn't have to be involved in. There's no money coming out of the government's pocket. There's no grants or anything like that to make that program work. So this is strictly a business deal between a developer and a farmland owner. Hey, I need to buy your development rights so that I can put them down here on this piece of land that I want to build a subdivision on so that I can build my subdivision. And so by doing that, the farmer's selling his development rights just like in the, basically just like in the conservation easement deal that we just spoke of, where that farmland from now on forevermore has to be farmland.
Hmm.
And they're taking his rights and moving it to another piece of land so that someone could build there that couldn't build there before.
That's interesting because at first you think it's going to be like mining rights, but then you're actually selling access to the land where the mining rights are. But in this case, you're actually transferring the development rights from one place to another in order to get the ability to build where you couldn't build before in exchange. That's interesting. By the way, I'm getting communications in from a variety of local officials saying they love it. Some of them support it. Some of them, you know, already the state of Florida does a lot of stuff in this regard. So you have allies in this. You know, this is something that people are caring about and they are in support.
We need allies. We need to all be worried about what we see happening around us. I understand a lot of people want growth and growth is good and all that. My plea is let's be smart about it. Let's don't waste our resources because I'm telling you, once a house is planted out in the middle of the field, there will never be another peanut, another cotton, another corn, another soybean, nothing else planted there. It's going to be houses. So we've got to be smart with what we have and what God's given us and use it to the best of our abilities to help sustain us, right?
Yeah. So, yep.
That's what we've got to be looking at for the future.
And I think this is something that a lot of your elected leaders are, you know, they're grasping or already grasp more and more. And just like base protection, you know, you've got to do things to protect the military mission. You're going to have to do things to protect the agricultural mission. It might look a little bit different, but
that's
you
right.
know, these are things that ultimately matter for all of us. And you know, trying to, you know, shape that in a way that makes sense to all parties and, you know, doesn't have to violate people's property rights. That's the ideal solution. Ryan Jenkins, he's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, we always like to end with a farm fact of some kind. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, I do. In general, you know, we're getting ready to plant. I hope by the time we talk next week, next month, uh-huh. we will have planted some peanuts. Santa Rosa County usually has between 20 and 22,000 acres of peanuts every year. And that the yield that we get from that would make about 630 million peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Nice. And is that going to be up this year because people are planting peanuts instead of cotton?
Peanuts are going to be up this year, yes. That's
very
correct.
Very good.
That
All right.
is not changing.
Very good. Ryan Jenkins, owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, I know it's just me talking to you, but trust me, there's all kinds of people texting me in their support for this as well. But we believe in what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. And we like our kids to eat and have clothes, too. So thank you for doing what you do, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. Have a great week.
You bet. 754 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When I say, you know, BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, good quality cars, you pay a little extra to get them, these imports, and you might think you've got to pay extra to service them. You don't. You can, you know, get them taken care of right here at Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. You don't have to go to Mobile or Destin or wherever far-flung location you got that car from where you think the dealers are the only ones that know how to service. They don't. You know, they're not the only. And they can't by law require it. That's something not everybody knows, but that's been a law for decades, by the way, on the books. So you can go anywhere with that car and get it serviced. And Bobby Likas, they will take care of you. Also domestic vehicles, also gas engines, diesel engines. Again, you might think that's a specialty item, so it's got to go to the dealer. It doesn't. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where the idea is to do preventative maintenance to solve the problems before they're big problems. Solve them when they're small, and then they're cheaper and less inconvenient. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, still not seeing any major issues on our roadways this morning. We did get this in on the traffic tip line. Somebody said at Scenic Highway at Summit Boulevard, there is an accident there that is just now developing, so I will get more information on that. Otherwise, not seeing anything. Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach, seeing our normal morning slow down there. It looks a little thick this morning, actually. And otherwise, we're looking good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. And Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and live music every Tuesday night at 7.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mountain of Mississippi.
This week, the Victrolas bring the feel of Texas dance halls, Bakersfield honky-tonks, and the strains of the Louisiana hayride. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get it, I quit. I can't do this anymore, man. My head's about to explode. My whole life sucks.
Good morning, 58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Let's go straight into the newsroom where David Wayne is eagerly waiting with our headlines. David?
President Biden will be in Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapse. He's pledged full federal support after that disaster last week. 400,000 Kia vehicles are being recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Telluride SUVs are the subject of this recall, and apparently they could roll away while in park because of shaft components that may not be fully engaged. And Pluto, named the official state planet of Arizona. That was announced last Friday. It was discovered by an astronomer in Flagstaff at the Lowell Observatory.
I'd like to see it built in Florida. Do it. Do it. The symbolism matters. People are still... Absolutely. I am still angry about this.
Well, what would be Florida's state planet?
Pluto!
No, Pluto's taken! Arizona's got it.
We have many
we
states have the same animal, the same flower. We can have the same
Listen
planet.
Listen on air, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.